Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Singer Natina Reed was killed in a car accident in Georgia. The 32-year-old who rose to fame in the 1990s with R&B group Black died Friday after being struck by a car. The tragedy came just 2 days before her 33rd birthday. Police say the investigation is ongoing, but says the driver was determined not to be at fault. Meanwhile, they say they're also hoping to speak with anyone who knows how she ended up on a dark stretch of a highway before being struck. Singer Toni Braxton fraudulently transferred over $53,000 to her estranged husband, Kerry Lewis, in order to avoid paying back creditors in her bankruptcy case, according to the trustees of her bankruptcy estate. They're now suing Lewis to get the money back. Toni filed for bankruptcy in 2010, claiming that she owed between $10 million and $50 million in debt. Meanwhile, a rep for Braxton says all payments made to Lewis were appropriate transfers. Sissy Houston has backed off her attempt to keep Whitney Houston's money from Bobby Christina for years to come. Sissy and Pat Houston have filed legal papers hoping to change the way Whitney's fortune would be paid out to Bobby because they felt it was too much too soon. Bobby Christina is set to get $20 million in three installments. Now the case has been dismissed after all parties reached an agreement. Rapper 40 Glock has filed a lawsuit against rapper The Game after a beatdown caught on tape and released earlier this year. In court papers, he says that he was leaving a party when he was jumped by Game and his entourage. The suit claims the video does not show that Game chased him with a gun. He's suing for unspecified damages, claiming assault and battery. He also feels the tape tarnished his reputation by portraying him as a coward in the clip. According to reports, Basketball Wives LA is axing four of its six cast members, Gloria, Laura, Malaysia, and Brooke, because they weren't allowing all their realities to be filmed. Drea Michelle and Jackie Christie will be the only ones returning. Rapper Lil Wayne says he's all good despite suffering a second seizure in the past few days. Wayne tweeted, "Thanks for all your prayers. I am good."